WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many people consider Leon Fleischer the greatest American pianist, but around 30 years ago, he developed a repetitive stress injury in his right hand. Three of his fingers began to curl up involuntarily. Since then, he's been playing almost exclusively the left-hand piano repertoire. He's also become a distinguished conductor and the artistic director of the Tanglewood Music Center. In 1982, he attempted to return to the two-hand repertoire, but it didn't last. This year, he began performing a Mozart concerto with both hands. He just played it with the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Tanglewood, and classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was there.
Leon Fleischer walked out on the stage at the Koussevitzky Music Shed at Tanglewood and sat down at the piano, something he's done many times before. As Seiji Ozawa led the Boston Symphony in the introduction to Mozart's Concerto No. 12, K414 in A major, Fleischer turned to watch the orchestra, his back to the audience, his right hand resting near the music stand, another familiar gesture. Then came one of the most moving moments I've ever experienced in a concert hall. Just before the first piano entrance, Fleischer turned to face the keyboard, and instead of leaning his right hand on the outer edge, as I had always seen him do, it came down on the keys to play the opening statement. And there it was, that unmistakable Fleischer sound, glistening, diamantine, yet resonant, glowing, full of feeling and implication. No note played for itself, but flowing, part of a phrase, a paragraph, an entire story. You could almost hear that huge audience breathe a collective sigh of relief. For most of us, a sigh waiting more than 30 years to be released. A few weeks before, unannounced, Fleischer played one movement from a Brahms trio with Itzhak Perlman and Yo-Yo Ma at a birthday concert celebrating Ma's 40th birthday, Perlman's 50th, and Ozawa's 60th, though that day it was actually only Fleischer's, his 67th. Earlier this year, he played the Mozart Concerto in Washington and again this spring with the Cleveland Orchestra. These went so well, Fleischer has already announced that in 1996 in San Francisco, he's planning to play the Brahms D minor concerto, one of his specialties of three decades ago, and one of the most difficult and demanding concertos ever written. The Mozart concerto is far more modest in its ambitions. Mozart himself thought both the uninformed public and the connoisseur could appreciate it equally. But the easier the Mozart to play, the more it seems to elude today's virtuosos. They don't know what to do with all that exposed simplicity. But Fleischer did it perfect justice, especially the exquisite slow movement, which may be an elegy for one of Mozart's mentors, Bach's son, Johann Christian.
Thank you.
the fast movements, Fleischer missed a couple of notes, and some of the trills were a bit uneven. But there was something so centered and translucent, so musical about the entire performance, it seemed beyond criticism. Even Seiji Ozawa, far from a Mozart expert, led a sympathetic and stylish accompaniment. When Fleischer was not concentrating on the piano, he kept his eyes riveted on the orchestra. The players sounded as if they could see Mozart in them.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.